What we do here is go back, 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 back.
Everybody, welcome to another episode of Bare Knuckles Most Wanted. I am Matthew Kohler, your host, along with my partner in crime over here, Matt Seibel. And we, of course, have our friends from Ragnarok Bare Knuckle. We've got Stanley and Shannon, the Cannon Rich. Welcome to the show, guys. We appreciate you guys coming on and hanging out with us tonight.
Thank you, sir.
Good to be on. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. So, Matt, I'll go ahead and let you lead the way and start out the question here real quick.
Well, I mean, to get right into it, I know you had some issues with your pay-per-view.
We want
to at least let everybody know, hey, from what I understand, you're actually going to give it free to the people that actually paid.
Yeah, of course, we will do that. The guys who was already paid, we're in the situation that it's... It's a legal matter, and we just stepped away and let them handle it. So we're not sure when they get their money back. So it's better to give them for free, of course. It's sometimes kind of the consequence you have to take if you have the wrong people in the wrong places. So
absolutely, yeah. Absolutely.
But they can then get it tomorrow at the Ragnarok page. So that will be up there. So everybody will get suited, and everybody will get on the greatest show in the world on Saturday. So
that's awesome. Well, yeah. I'm definitely going to be looking forward to that. So, so for our fans, in the United States, you know, of course we know Shannon. Everybody knows Shannon the Cannon, of course.
Yeah.
He's a legend, and it's just an honor to have Shannon on the show. Man, I'm a huge fan. So,
yeah, thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Really appreciate it. And but for our stateside friends that are not super familiar with Ragnarok, love for you guys to just sort of introduce our fan base from our show to who you guys are and what you guys do and some of the big plans that you guys have going forward.
Yeah. When you have this dream, I think, when you're a kid or when you're about to finish your career anyway. But if you want to do, I always wanted to do a great thing, and I wanted to do something that would notice, not some ordinary show, an ordinary fight night. So I gave it a lot of thought before I kicked off, and I think if you want to be different, you got to have something very different, and you gotta have something extra. So, and being a new sport, which bare knuckle is to the world, it's like, okay, what's your competition, and what do the other guys don't have? If you look at UFC, yeah, they have a kind of storyline. That's the reason why lightweights get 7 face-offs, and the other guys don't only get 1, because that sells. So I looked a little bit into that. I've been doing a lot of full contact karate and all these different sports, but there's never really been anything there to compare. But if you look at wrestling from America that we all grew up with Hulk Hogan and Ultimate Warrior and all the big guys,
absolutely,
they always, yeah, you knew it was Phil, but they always had a damn good show, like a good storyline.
Yeah,
and that's what Phil 100,000 people to watch it. So I thought if you're going to make a fight night, why don't you make it a big show as well and have a storyline that will intrigue or make people enthusiasm and competitive from the first start. So combine that thought with the fact that what can make people go totally insane. You have the flags, of course. You will support that flag anywhere if it's a curling guy who's drunk or whatever, you will support the flag. You will follow it because that's your pride. So I thought, why don't I take the most proud thing we have in Norway, which is Vikings, and I set them up against what's your pride? Italians have gladiators. Said, okay, who will win? And then you have like an enthusiastic crowd from the first second. So I built the story on, I wrote actually a long story about Vikings. When did they do this? When did they do that? When were they conquering? When were they England? What can I do from here? And I came up with the first one that, what if the English came back for revenge to Norway? That would be an amazing just kickoff. And I made like a YouTube video with my iPhone, clipped a little bit here and there. Nothing illegal, of course. But I made a good video with some music on and sent it out. And suddenly the phone exploded. So it's, basically in groundwork's that. So the show we have is based on a very good story, which people find very interesting. And that has probably got us some of the best fighters in the world already from the first start. So that's, that's why I don't know what, Shannon, you saw the story, I think, and that's what's kicked you off, wasn't it?
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm a huge Viking fan, and when I heard the word Ragnarok, I mean, what a great name, right? Ragnarok. I mean, that you almost can't get any better than that. Ragnarok. We're going to fight for Ragnarok. And so it's not just – guys, it's not just fights. I mean, there are going to be amazing fights. I mean, there's the most extreme fighting allowed by law from top to bottom, from the undercard to the main event. These are going to be amazing fights, but it's an event. It's an extravaganza. I mean, this is a huge event. It's not just fights. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff going to be happening. I mean, you're going to have celebrities there. You're going to have people singing and dancing. And I mean, it's just going to be an event. I mean, you're paying your hard-earned money to be entertained for 2 hours. You want to see more than just fights. I mean, everyone could just watch a fight, and we see that, but the fighters are coming out with badass walkout entrances. I mean, think of Pride back when Pride was just blowing up. Everyone liked Pride because it was an event. It wasn't just, it wasn't just fights. And that's what Ragnarok is going to try to do. We're going to try to emulate the WWE, the WWF Pride, and making an event, making an extravaganza, make people go, wow, I want to watch that again. And, that's what we're going to do.
Yeah, and also that if you can – you know, you have the people, the fighters, you will always have the fighters. They will come for the best fights. But if you can get the fighters to bring their wives for the best halftime show or the best giveaway show or things like that, you can fill a stadium like that. You make something for everybody, and then you can just include bare knuckle boxing, just slip it right into your wife, and then she will just say, okay, we can go to that show. And you have problems solved already. So we're making something for everybody. And it's working out to our benefit, I can say. So it didn't take long before we had Votora on the phone. We had Italy on the phone, Poland. And they had started calling us. And we just, okay, what's your proudest thing? Yeah, they had Hussars in Poland. They had the Celts in Ireland. And they, of course, gladiators in Italy. And it went on and on and on. And suddenly we had 14 countries going to that 28 matches because we have one home and away belt. So it built up quite fast.
Absolutely. I think that, guys, I think that sounds awesome. And you know, my wife, she's a kind of a casual fan, and really, she, you know, of course, I grew up with if you're familiar with Sam Shoemaker,
absolutely.
And of course, I work with Sam, and we grew, and so we all went to high school together. My wife, great. Sam, and I, and you know, so she likes watching Sam fight, you know, and she'll go to the events if Sam's fighting because she has a connection to it. Yeah. But for something like what you got, but anything else, she's just like, kind of like, nah, you know, she's just not a fight fan. Right. But for, if you're talking about putting on a show and you're talking about a rock concert / Super Bowl halftime show, you know, and incorporating all these aspects of entertainment that anybody can enjoy, regardless of whether you're a fight fan or not. But you know, for me, I would love for my wife to go to the events that I go to with me all the time, but she's not in, unless she has some kind of a personal connection. So if I can, you know, convince her that, hey, this is something that you're gonna be able to enjoy, and you're gonna come home, you know when we leave, you're gonna be glad you went, or you're gonna be glad that you tuned in, right? So I think that's super, super smart.
Yeah, and it's also when you go, like, okay, you have it's about the Vikings going. The first thing is about the Vikings going and conquering areas or countries. So when you go into the countries like Italy and you face the gladiators in that copied Colosseum thing you see on TV where they make movies, that would be just an awesome pay-per-view shot, you know?
Yeah.
So you get the historical part and you get at least the enthusiasm because they will always go with the thing they have, you know? And then you have, like, before we even started talking about it, you have two people that's exploding. That's good TV, I think.
Oh, absolutely.
And, yeah.
I was going to say, yeah, and we're going to be doing tryouts too, just like, you know, other you see other people doing. Our tryouts are going to be a little bit different, but we're going to do tryouts. We're going to bring him. I want to bring Ragnarok to USA, Arizona. I'm from Arizona. Arizona just sanctioned it with the boxing commission. Yeah. Legal. Arizona's coming with bare knuckle boxing as well. BKFC's coming here. I hope to bring Ragnarok here and bring bring an amazing event here.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, hey guys, we got a lot going on in the chat right now. So I want to give a shout out to some of our listeners. Of course, we got Mr. Cody Travis, Inside the Minds of Fighting. If you guys haven't watched his podcast, go check him out. Does a great job and he's a super good guy. And he says that Stanley's got some cool things going on. And I know that he's probably in the know. Cody knows a lot. He might surprise most people. Of course, we got Jules Gray. She's one of my business partners. Love Jules, and she says, "Can we get Christine on with you when next time you guys come on the show? That Christine Faria would maybe like to come on and talk to you guys as well. You know, she's just a fan of the sport." And of course, we got Tony Locosoto, another fighter in the chat. Brittany Carino. And she's making fun of me because I always have to plug my guy, Sam Shoemaker.
Absolutely. Sam's a good guy. And, you know, Sam and Josh Burns have a big fight coming up.
So yeah, I know.
That's going to be a good fight.
It's going to be awesome. I'm actually getting ready to debate some podcaster guy after you guys. We got some character that decided he wanted to try to debate me on that. So, stay tuned. It's going to be fun. I'm going to have a good time with that. But just want to acknowledge our guy. We've got Elvin Leon Brito. So lots of fighters, guys, and lots of people who are fans of the sport tuning in. So the audience is yours. The stage is yours. And just love to hear everything you guys have to tell us about events coming up, what they should tune in for, all those kinds of things.
Yeah. Well, tomorrow we're getting up the new link so that everyone will be able to get to click on the pay-per-view link. It's a brand new link. Andrew, did you tell them a reason why we had to switch?
Yeah, because I'm Stan, though. But yeah, I'll do that.
I mean, Stan, did you tell them? I mean,
I've told them about what happened. You don't need to hang things out. You know, it's like due to what do you call it? Due to legal actions, we have decided to split ways with them. That's a nice way to say it, isn't it?
Let's put it this way, guys. There was a pay-per-view company that runs a streaming service. And they were kind of trying to do some backdoor stuff, kind of do it illegally. And Stan and Andrew found out about it before it happened. And they cut the ties and they said, look, we can't be part of that because we run a legit show and we want our pay-per-view audience to have a good event and no problems. I want, you know, if they pay for it, they're going to want to see the event. So he's going with a brand new company and we're going to get a new link up and it'll be out tomorrow. And, you know, the fights are going to be on next Saturday. And if you're in Arizona, it's going to be 9:30 in the morning, Arizona time. And, you know, hopefully you guys watch the fights, watch me, Shannon, the Cannon main event. You'll see why they call me the Cannon.
Yeah. It's nice to see this. Sometimes a promoter will actually stand on ethics.
Heck yeah, man. I'm looking forward to that. One of our other business partners at Fight Mixer, David Potter, says, Shannon Rich, how much pressure is it being one of the baddest mofos, living legend walking this earth?
Hey, man, it's not any pressure at all, man.
It's a dream,
it's
isn't
just
it?
What I do. It's just what I do, buddy. But I appreciate that, man. Thank you.
So, absolutely.
So how have you prepared for this fight? And how do you – obviously, you think it's going to go your way, but what do you think is going to be your part of this?
Well, here's the thing, guys. I was actually supposed to train – I was training for another opponent, Gaz Gorin. Super tough guy. Hats off to him, man. He's super tough. Kickboxing, lethweight champion, bare-knuckle boxing champion. And because of COVID, due to the fact that England cannot go to Norway, we had to do a last-minute change. So I just got a substitute opponent. Actually, the guy has a better record than the guy I'm going to fight and happens to be a little bit bigger. The guy's like 240 pounds, a true heavyweight. I'm a small heavyweight. I walk around 220, 225, smaller heavyweight. So, I mean, my training is what I'm doing. I'm in it for the cardio. I'm in it to come in and either knock you out or I'm going to get knocked out. The fans are going to win the fight no matter what. It's either I win or he wins, but the fans are going to win because somebody's getting knocked out. And hopefully my hand gets raised and I get that belt because that's what I want. I want that Ragnarok belt. I'm not going all the way to Norway to lose, guys. I'm going to get that belt.
Let's look at it.
Yeah.
I love it. So Shannon, we know that you're gonna. Oh, there you go. That is
pretty. Yeah, nice. That is a nice belt. I hope that's mine. Yeah, that's gonna be a nice one.
So we know about Shannon's fight, and of course, anytime Shannon fights, I'm pretty much expecting him to win. With that said, guys, what other fights on the card tomorrow are you really excited about?
The cool thing about we're pretty different guys. We try to make it. How can we make it most explosive? So we have like professional boxer, like he's king of the ring more. And he's like, he has this hooligan backup round. He's fighting the kings of the streets, Simon Henriksen, which is extremely popular on YouTube. And he is from the other hooligan gangs. So it's, I think the first we put out was about 7,000 likes in, three 20 minutes, right? So it's, he put out a video. It's at 375,000 views in just 6 days.
Wow.
So it's my popular, and that brings a lot of attention to us. So we have a lot of good fights. We have Hans Petter Pettersen from Norway. He's fighting Emil Stephenson for a European title, and that's
Can you show him the fight card? Can you show him the fight card?
Yeah, I can. If
guys, I don't know all the fighters obviously because they're from Norway, but from what I've heard, they're all tough fighters. I mean, top to bottom. I mean, Stan's not gonna put somebody on the card that's not a good fighter. He wants action, nonstop action. There we go.
Absolutely.
Very. Oh, wow. Okay. So
we have three title fights. We have two European titles. We have one world champion, world title though, going to Cannon or Simon. And that's the Simon Henriksen match. That's just two crazy guys going. Because they're both like his Thai boxer. He is not a professional boxer, but when sometimes when you get together, something just explodes. That could be over in about a few seconds. We have a Shannon as well. He's also the knockout king, and Simon is also like a more different guy. He's like he likes to take a few punches, but you know it's kind of different with Vitora. He was the finalist there 2 years in a row, so he can take some punches. But he is also more like a grappler type that waits for the last moment. So it's that'll be interesting to see you go out swinging like an arrow, and he's gonna just go, okay, let's see if I can stand this. So it's gonna be cool.
Yeah, absolutely. And Jules Gray was in the chat. She said, "I need that belt on my wall, guys." So Jules, if you're not familiar with Jules, she manages a ton of bare knuckle fighters.
I'm a fan of Christina, so we would love to have her up here to have a belt. As we said earlier, we're not here to compete or take anybody's place. We're here to offer another belt.
Yeah.
So if anybody wants a belt on their shoulder and on the side, so they can come up here and fight for it.
So let Jules know when we come to Arizona, we come to the United States, have her talk to me. We'll definitely get some of her fighters on the card.
We will definitely work that out for you.
What is the
Christina's from Norway. That would be good. We could have her on here. I'm a big fan of her. So
we're looking at doing the tryouts in January. So it'll be obviously in 2022.
Cool.
Yeah. I'm hoping we get an invite out to that for some.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
we're also having tryouts. The tryouts are going to start January. They're doing it April, May in New Zealand and Australia. So we're kind of going everywhere.
That's awesome. That's
South Africa too. Yeah.
So how many countries so far right now do you have plans to work in?
We have plans or have confirmed. We have I'm about to make this map now because we have South Africa in the bottom and Norway in the top. So we're just kind of hitting in the middle. But we have seven countries in Europe. Is that seven or eight countries in Europe? We have two in Africa. We have New Zealand, Taiwan, Thailand, Malaysia, and we have what else? We have America soon. I think that's about that for now. Poland, of course. We're going to Poland in October in the big Jomtpurg, the famous Viking village. I know you see the cut that I let out on Facebook. Amazing place where the real Vikings sat and where Harald Bluetooth were killed. So they're going to fight in that town. And we have rented the whole town to a big shoot. And they're fighting Vatora guys and Gromda guys. So it's going to be enormously crowded. That'll be cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Very cool. So, I mean, we've heard of, I mean, obviously we know that there are, a number of other bare knuckle organizations, and there are even some that have from what I hear, have plans to go and hold events outside of the States. And I know that, you know, one other organization had maybe one event outside of the States, but what you guys are talking about, it is really unprecedented. You know, I have not heard anybody talk about those type of plans at that level. So,
well, what we want to do is we want to have a real world champion, yeah, title. I mean, yeah, when you fight and you're just in one city or you're just in one country and you have a world title and it's really okay, let's just use United States, for example. You got guys fighting in the United States and then they just fight each other. And then you say, hey, he's a world champion. Is he really a world champion or is he just an American champion? This is real world champions. We're getting guys from all over the world. And then we make it a real world title.
Absolutely.
I can say this, that Ragnarok is only a small piece of the beginning. So it's all adding up in a big, that'd be a big thing in the end. I can say that.
Cool. So what about a women's division? Any plans for that going forward?
Yeah, we already started. We're supposed to have two matches on now in August, but of course the English got pushed back. But we're kicking off that again in from Poland. So there will be belts and there will be, I think, with two women fights in Poland. And we will just add up to whatever you want. So you got to find the women first to do that. But we have four very good ones for now, and we have people who are waiting for tryouts. So.
I'm a big fan of the women's division. I don't care if it's MMA, kickboxing, or bare knuckle boxing. Women get out there and they fight, man. And I definitely am a huge fan of women bare knuckle boxing. And here in the United States, we got a ton of tough fighters, man. And especially here in Arizona, we have a lot of tough fighters. So I'm really looking forward to that.
Absolutely, I always love watching the women throw down. It's like, you know, they just leave it all out there and they just come to throw down, and they want to win and they're going to do what it takes, and they're tough as nails.
Oh, they're tough. Tough.
I hate to admit it, guys, but I think they might be tougher than we are.
Hey, you know what? I think so too, man. Those girls come out swinging, man. They're definitely tough.
Yeah,
absolutely.
How is that over there in Norway? How is it with ring girls and everything? Do they get paid the same thing as the fighters, or are they low paid, or how's that?
Ring girls don't get paid hardly anything, man. Usually a promoter will make a deal with a strip club, a local strip club. I think girls get like 100, 200 bucks. I don't think they make that much money unless they're in the UFC or the Bellator top tier. But definitely what I'd like to do is have a ring man contest. And when we have a women's division, you have ring men. I think that'd be something different.
I know of a guy that would like to meet him in that competition. We got
you've met Clay, right?
Yeah, Clay from Knuckle Up is the ring boy. He actually was a ring boy for one of the other promotions at one
point.
I like that.
He's a funny guy.
I don't know if it will kick off or anything, but definitely something different. At Ragnarok, we do things a little bit different because we believe I've also built this the structure in as a company, you know. So if you have happy people get working for you, you're often paying them good enough. So our ring girls are they're paid like good money, not as much as a fighter, but not too far away from that. And by that, you get professionalism and you get women that you get the right things. And we have designers dressing them up, so we know that you have somewhere in England. Some place in England, they make them actually look cheaper than they are. So that's we appreciate women in the Viking division. So
absolutely,
we love our shield mates.
Oh, love the shield maidens. Gotta love them. So what are some of the, you know, for the fighters and the members of the management community in this sport that are in our chat? So I guess that's kind of a two-tier question. First for the managers and then for the fighters, why should some of these top-tier fighters from the States or even outside of the States consider Ragnarok over some of the other competing promotions?
I can tell you that right now in one thing, man. Ragnarok treats fighters the way fighters need to be treated. We're all fighters. Myself, Andrew, Stan, we're former fighters, or we are fighters. We know how we want to be treated. We want to treat the fighters that way. I mean, I've never been treated as well in any organization except for Pride. And I'm telling you, Ragnarok is right there with them, man. They're treating me really good. And so therefore I want to be an advocate for other bare knuckle boxers and other fighters to say, hey guys, you guys come on over to Ragnarok and we'll show you how to be treated.
Absolutely.
If you look at it that way, as you should treat your income very good and you should treat them like they are the main income, which they are. So, I don't see any reason why to treat them bad. There are a lot of shitty promotions, especially around in, yeah, over in the islands there where my partner comes from. There are so many shitty promotions that it's hard not to get to be the most popular one. So it's if you treat people nice, they're happy. You have a good community going there.
And another thing is, when a promoter tells you something, these guys do it. If Stan says, "Hey Shannon, we're going to do this," he does it. And by far that means more to me than if he was paying me $1 million. This guy does what he says he's going to do, and I think any promoter that does that is a respected promoter. I'll respect him. I think he's a man of his word. And other fighters, I mean, think about it. How many times have you heard a fighter go in, he signs his contract, and then he gets there, and it's nothing what he signed, and the promoter treats him like crap? Dude, yeah. I mean, you know, there's a lot of promotions like that.
I may have heard two of those stories.
Yeah. I've had them happen to me a bunch of times. But, guys, I'm telling you, Ragnarok, they treat the fighters very good, very, very good. And all I can say is, you know, just give them a chance. Wait for this event to happen. And you'll see how the event plays out, and then everybody's going to be like, "Holy moly, man! I want to fight for them." My inbox blows up every day. I've got 30, 40 guys telling me, "Hey, Shannon, can I fight for Ragnarok?" I'm like, "Yeah, guys, we're going to do it, man. Let me get your email. Let me get your information. When we come to the United States, we'll do it." I've already told Stan about several guys. We're trying to get them over to Norway as well. We're going to need a lot of fighters from all over the world because, like Stan says, we're going everywhere.
Yeah, it's when I got back from England, it was a few things that I thought was how can you do that? Especially with the first thing was that you make your fighters sell tickets, and I guarantee you that the amount they get for the tickets are exactly the amount they're getting paid. So you're actually selling tickets to pay their own wages, which means the promoter is not paying shit. And that's the first thing we did was just that, okay, we are not like other promotions. We don't let our professional fighters sell their own tickets to pay their own wages. We do that to Ticketmaster, no problem. And that just gave us 75 fighters within 3 hours. Is it true? Really? Yeah.
Wow. Why not? You mean I can focus on my fight?
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Right. And another thing, you know, that Stan didn't even talk about is sponsors. Stan's going out and getting sponsors for his fighters. I mean, what promoter does that? I mean, that's very rare for
a promoter to
go out and get sponsors for you. I mean, you, hats off to Stan, man. He's doing stuff that other promoters definitely need to start looking at.
Yeah, the thing, you often just need a little bit of help. You can get kicked off, you know. The sponsor thing, especially that you go around, you get the first one, you just, okay, shit, this is going out easy, you know. So it's like, why not push people in the right direction? It's benefiting us, so why not?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. No, yeah. I love it. I love that idea. You know,
it's not too hard to do something that different that people don't really appreciate. Just do the things that they like. So pretty good.
Absolutely. So just to be clear on that. So if you make a deal with a sponsor, so you can actually pay your fighters through the sponsorship.
No, I go to sponsors and I get them connected to the fighters.
Okay.
The sponsors are there for the fighters. And I think that's the most important thing, because if you get when I started fighting, I got two cars, and I got in 14 days I got two cars and $500,000. That's about $50,000 in 14 days.
Wow, that's great.
Not all people are like that. You got to go to the local guys. You want to do this and this, and they start competing. Yes, I will. Yeah, everybody in the streets is on the same car, and then you suddenly have a guy who makes $500,000 there, and you pay him he's so happy because of him. You helped him with sponsors. It's not too hard.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, guys, we got a brand new feature, and we've never done this before on Bare Knuckles Most Wanted podcast. But you'll down at the bottom of the screen for all of our people in the chat, all of our viewers. We actually have a number that you can call in and ask a question of us or of our guests. So the line is open. I know I see some people in there that I know have questions. So maybe Clay Teal's going to call in. Who knows? Maybe Jules, but any of the fighters. But if you guys want to call and ask a question of our guests, we'd love to hear from you.
It's in beta. We'll see how it works.
Okay. We're going to test this out on our audience tonight. But I think it's going to be pretty fun.
Yeah, well.
But Shannon, just in the meantime.
Okay.
You have got a ridiculous amount of belts behind you.
Yeah, I do. I got a ton of them, man.
What are all those?
Oh my gosh, man! I just have a ton of them. Just different organizations I fought for. You know, I've been fighting professionally since 1991. So I've been a belt collector for quite a few years, almost 30 years now. Yeah.
I see that. Wow. That's amazing, man.
Pretty crazy.
Do you think that you have the most belts of anybody?
No, I got 30 something belts and 8 world titles. The 30 belts that I have, man, come on. It's there's got to be more guys out there that have more than that for sure.
Wow. It's still impressive, though. Still pretty cool. Oh, we got something going on.
Somebody's calling. That's a fax machine.
It sounded like a fax machine.
Yeah.
Is that a call coming in, Matt? Oh, he might be screening it. but yeah, the call-in feature is going to be super cool. And
this is actually a cool belt. I don't know if you can zoom in on that, but that's Dan Severn's belt when he fought in the UFC. World Super Fight Champion Dan Severn. What was that? 1996. So that's pretty cool. Dan signed that and gave that to me. Dan Severn's a good buddy of mine. So that one's not mine, actually, but he gave it to me.
That's
kind of cool.
Yeah. No, I'm a big fan. Definitely a fan of Dan. And to me, like, those were like the, you know, it's kind of like where we're at with Bare Knuckle right now.
Oh, they were the beginning, man. It was the forefront of what we're doing.
Yeah, it was exciting. It was new. It was, you know, nobody had really ever seen anything quite like it. And I think that, you know, although, you know, people have short memories, you know, there were no gloves, you know, or anything like that back then. So it was bare knuckle in a lot of cases. Of course, you had some, like some of these random dudes that would like, you know, you had like the guy that had one boxing glove.
One glove, yeah.
You know, I kind of feel like it's that same sort of vibe right now in bare knuckle. And there's just so much excitement and momentum about the sport, around the sport in general. It's just an exciting time to be a part of it. So
it is, man. I always tell everybody that, you know, once you take the mittens off and you fight like a man, bare knuckle, once you've done that one time, you're hooked, man. It's there's nothing like it. You know, I'm 26-3 with 26 wins by knockout bare knuckle. And, you know, I've done everything. I'm literally, you know, I've done every ultimate sport you can think of, but bare knuckle is that's my forte. I love bare knuckle boxing, and that's a true sport, man. There's a sport to it. There's a science behind it. And a lot of these guys that are up and coming, they're the former boxers or MMA guys or Muay Thai guys. They haven't figured out bare knuckle. And once they do, it's a different sport, man, but it's amazing. It's a lot of fun.
I think also that it's very in today's society where we have a lot of money in the game and we have maybe a lot of people getting paid. Maybe not, I'm not saying to lose, but you have the guys who make enough money to pay per view, they will get on every time. You get the title shot every time. But in bare knuckle, you cannot fake shit. You cannot I'll pay you $1,000 to just go down, or it could be an accident. You can win the fight. Right. So it's a very difficult sport to bribe people in. Definitely.
Yeah, it's pretty obvious. I mean, there may have been like a couple of times where I was like, yeah, I don't know about that. But, you know.
That's probably a matchmaker's fault.
It could be an issue of like you said, somebody being dishonest, or it could just be somebody just taking an easy paycheck too. So,
I'm thinking about more like this Jake Paul and all these guys, and not to speak bad about Conor McGregor, but there were about 49 people in that line before he jumped up to fight Mayweather. So somebody's got to be pissed off about ads, I think.
I would think so.
And that just happened because it was even called the money fight, wasn't it?
It was. It absolutely was.
And some of us actually believed that he could actually beat Mayweather for a little while. So that was crazy stuff. Good marketing.
Yeah, no, it was great marketing. Of course, you know.
Clay, you got a question? I can't hear you.
All right, we got Clay.
Oh, yeah. What is the biggest rule difference between the BKFC's, you know, like they've got the clinching, you can strike in the clinch, all that. They do the 2-minute five rounds. What's going on over there at Ragnarok?
We don't have clinch in our rule set because when I started Ragnarok, there were a lot of anger and irritation and pissed off at the boxing commission that made me actually go that way. I slipped in on the back of their rule set to get it legalized, and I thought, okay, bare knuckle boxing doesn't really have any good competition rules, like AIBA is for boxing. So I thought, what the hell? Let's just call AIBA and ask if we can use their rule set. And they was like, yeah, you can do that, but you cannot change anything that makes it more dangerous and all that. So I can actually change that rule set and make it more safe. I can take away the minutes in the fight. That makes it more safe. No deaths. You have 2,000, we have zero. And I can also take away the gloves. Then you have suddenly we have made the fucking made the biggest fight rule set more safe. We're like boxing now, but safer. So we don't have the clinches, of course. We have the bigger ring, and but it's a bigger ring and a bare knuckle, so you can't run. You can run a little bit, but you get more tired. So yeah.
A little backstory on Clay. He is the only ring boy.
Yeah.
I am the Hall of Fame ring boy. Listen, I am the true bare knuckle baddie. It's known worldwide. I heard you guys were needing some ring men. I'm a ring boy, so I don't know if that's what you guys are looking for. But if you need somebody, say less. This is what I do.
I'll definitely put you on my list.
Oh, I love it. Thanks for jumping on, Clay.
My pleasure. Love you guys.
Jay Geiler.
Well, that was cool. Clay Teal, the ring boy, was our first call-in guest on the show. So, and you guys were the first ones to experience it. So,
thank you for that.
Yeah, it was really cool. So, I think it's going to be a fun feature of the show. And I don't know if anybody else is doing that. They're probably going to try now. But yeah, I think we're the only ones doing it. So, pretty cool. But
we're having a show, Shannon. We could basically just put him in some kind of a role there. So.
Absolutely.
There you go. Well, Clay's a lot of fun. He's a good dude. So, Matt, what else do you got?
Not much. Other than, you know, like if somebody wants to go, I'm all about the events here in the States because I'm in the States.
That's why we're sending people to you.
Right. So as far as getting a hold of you guys for tryouts and things, who do you need to contact? Is it Stanley or?
I think we'll separate into that. And the little story is that when I started speaking to Shannon, of course, I was first. This was not the plan that I had intended that it's going to be this big. So when I just got guys like Gas Corin, that's Shannon's earlier opponent, who was supposed to fight, but guys like that coming in, it's just like, wow, shit, they think it's. You get this feeling, you're saying, oh, you want to ask for an autograph, but you can't do it because he calls you boss. And then. And Shannon knows how bad I feel about somebody's calling me a boss. It's just not that style. But first thing that Shannon said was that, yeah, he would like to do some interviews after he would retire if that ever happens. And I said, why don't you bring a table, the chair to the table and take America for us? And he was like, yeah, good decision. After two talks. Yeah, two talks that we had.
Yeah, that's what we're going to do. We're going to bring it Ragnarok over to Arizona, bring it to the United States. Stan's going to be my partner, or I'm going to be his partner. Working for Stan, I mean, he's the promoter. He is the boss. I'm fighting for him. He's more like a friend and a partner than he is a boss. I mean, this guy, takes care of you, man. And I can't say that for a lot of promoters. You know, a lot of promoters don't even know who the guys are on the fight card. It's only the matchmaker. The matchmaker knows. The promoter has no clue who's on the fight card. Stan knows everything that's going on from everything. So,
I can't imagine a better guy to have in America than Shannon. He's a marketing genius. You get much more than you. He has everything. So, and he has the knowledge, and he has also the experience, which we know. So, he's a great connection into America, and he's a great guy as well. So,
thank you, Sam.
There you go. So, guys, we got Shannon Rich, and of course Stanley up here, and these guys are from Ragnarok Bare Knuckle, and. And they've got some exciting things coming up. So, guys, where can we find you both on social media? Where can we find some information on social media about Ragnarok for our fans?
Cam, you go.
Well, you can find me at Shannon Rich at MMA, or you could just find me Shannon Rich on Facebook. I'm there on Twitter, Instagram. That's pretty much where you can find me. And then Ragnarok has its Facebook page, Ragnarok BKB. Look for that.
Yeah, you can find me at The Viking at the Instagram, The Viking BKB, or you can find me at Stan van Hofster or Ragnarok BKB or BKF, both places. But I got to run and take the alarm. I'll be right back in 1 second, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Well, I got to get out of here. Bye, guys.
Yeah.
Well, I think we're kind of wrapping things up anyway. So.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. Guys, so just remember August 21st, next Saturday at 9:30 in the AM in Arizona time. If you're on the East Coast, that's obviously 3 hours. So that would be 12:30. Ragnarok Bare Knuckle Boxing. It's going to be live. We'll have the website and link up tomorrow. And yeah, we're just going to see how this event goes. It's the first one. It's breaking history in Norway. It's the first one ever sanctioned. So it's legal. And, you know, I'm definitely looking forward to it. I'm on a plane at 8 o'clock in the morning. I'm flying to Norway. So, yeah, I'm going to get out of here and get back to packing.
I'm sure that's going to be a long flight.
So is there going to be commentary in English?
Yeah, there is, definitely.
Okay.
Yeah, there's going to be English commentary as well.
That's awesome. Well, hey, Shannon, thank you. Thank you for coming on. And again, once again, thank you to Stanley. We're looking forward to the show. It's going to be a super, super good time, I'm sure. And can't wait to see some violence. So, but we appreciate you, man.
Okay, man. I appreciate your guys' time too, man.
Absolutely.
Thanks for coming on.
Thanks, Shannon. Well, that was pretty cool.
Very cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Those guys, I think that what they're doing is super, super interesting. It's also very different in a lot of ways than what some of the other promotions are doing. So, and of course we want to shout out our sponsors. You got Dope Champ. Of course, if you're looking for some high quality CBD and Delta 8 products, go check out Dope Champ. And of course, Dringer Nutrition. You got some gummies there from Dope Champ. And I hear they are delicious. And of course, Dringer Nutrition, if you're looking to get jacked and you want some good healthy supplements, actually Sam Shoemaker is just now starting to use some Dringer Nutrition products and implementing that into his fight camp coming up here for this with
Spencer's using it now too.
Who's that?
Spencer. Oh.
Spencer, yeah, Spencer, Faden, the Viking himself is using some Dringer products. So keep an eye on those guys. I know that Sam's going to be doing some progress updates with the Dringer products, but so far is very, very, very happy with them. So it's going to be good stuff. And Clay Teal even says, if you don't use Dringer, you're ugly.
It's true.
There it is, guys. I haven't used them yet, but I mean, I'm ugly, and you know, this.
Sometimes there's just no helping it.
Right. I mean, you know, whatever. But yeah, so what's the plan here? I know we got another guest coming on here in a little bit.
We're gonna reset, come back, and cool. we'll do that one.
Okay.
I put him as separate. But,
okay, cool. So we're gonna do that here in what, about 25 minutes?
Yeah, I just definitely wanted to throw up Dringer. So it's dringernutrition.com. There's no E.
There it is. Go check it out. Some good products. And also, we're going to take a quick break here, but but come back because I'm going to be
debating
some guy. TJ?
Team Shu versus Team Burns.
Okay. So Team Shu, obviously me, another podcaster that is Team Burns. So come back, tune in for that. I have no idea what to expect. I don't know the guy that I'm debating at all, but I'm sure it'll be interesting if nothing else. So, but we look forward to seeing you guys back here in just a little bit.
Yep. About probably 10 minutes.
All right. See you then. Come back.
Bye guys.
What we do here is go back, 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 back.